You are listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning,
on
good
WMIE.
Afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes, this is the day of love,
yeah.
Right? It's Valentine's Day today. This is the day where we celebrate love. So let's share the love of Jesus Christ. Let's celebrate his love, the great love that he has for each and every one of us. How do we know it? Because he gave. Who did he give? His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And remember, Jesus didn't come to condemn the world, but that through him the world may be saved. That's John chapter 3, verse 16 through 17. So let's spread that love, the message of that love today.
The love of God is tremendous. And no greater love can a man have. Check this out. And this Valentine's Day, is Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Check this out. No greater love can a man have than this. That he what? Laid on his life for his friend. And that's what Jesus did. So on this Valentine's Day, the love, let's experience first true love. Is experiencing God's love. Amen. But God so what?
Loved the world.
That he what? Gave. That he gave. That we're going to give gifts today. And it's supposed to come from a heart of what? Love. Mm-hmm. See, for God so loved that he gave something.
Amen. And I just want to tell everybody this. The world sets aside one day for love.
Yes.
But let us all make every day Valentine's Day. Let's love every single day and love the unlovable. That's the key. If you can love somebody who's hard to love, you've got the love of God in your heart.
I love that. Because if God is in you, love is in you.
Because anybody can love people that are nice to you.
Yes.
You know, you have to love everyone and look beyond their faults and just look at their soul and know that everybody's the same. We're all human and everybody has a story and we have to love and be compassionate towards everyone every single day of the year, not just on February 14th.
Because we love from
the heart.
Heart.
Yes.
Yes.
And Jesus dwells there.
In Romans chapter 5, starting at verse 5, it tells us, now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. So that was Romans chapter 5, verses 5 through 10. So those are scriptures to meditate on today as we are consumed by the love of God.
God so loved. I just love that scripture. John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. My prayer on this day, that we will truly find the love of God. We will truly, truly connect to God's love. Because when we connect to God's love, then we demonstrate God's heart. How can we demonstrate God's heart? When we connect to his love. Because from the love of God, we will radiate that out to others that we come across. Not only to our spouse, not only to our family, but to everyone around us. So on this day, let us first of all connect to God's love. That's the first. Let's do that. Let's make a quality decision today to connect to the love of God. And once you connect to his love, then you can share his love to everyone that you come across.
So what is the love chapter in the Bible? It's 1 Corinthians 13, and I'm going to read a little bit of it. And it basically says, love is unconditional, meaning no matter what, you love. Though I speak with the tongue of men and angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanking cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. So in other words, no matter what we have in life, if we don't have love, we have nothing. And also, it also says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own. It is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquities, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails.
Yeah.
So we need to love unconditionally and pure, true love if you want to know really what it is. Because a lot of times we can say, oh, I love you, I love you. But the real meaning of love, 1 Corinthians 13, that's one of my favorite chapters because it explains what true love is all about. And only through his true love can we really know what life is all about. And I really truly believe every single day we need to love, and that's our purpose here, is to love.
The Bible tells us that love, it covers a multitude of sin. So when we are operating in love, when we're looking through the lens of love, and not a love that we can manifest, but the love that God manifested to us through Jesus Christ, it's with that love. So we're not depleting ourselves loving people. We're loving from the overflow of the love that God has for each and every one of us that he expressed through Jesus Christ. So that's the love that we're given from. You know, we don't have on our car, you have a gas gauge that tells you how much gas you have left in your car, and it fluctuates based off of what you put in. But that's not how God's love is toward us. It's always overflowing. It's always running over if we'll allow it to operate through us. It cannot be depleted. So that's why the Bible tells us that love, it covers a multitude of sin. And love, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5, it said our hope is because of the love of God. We can hope in different situations because of the love of God. We could extend ourselves to other people because of the love of God. We can be compassionate toward others because of the love of God, not our love. You know, we may name the couple people that you love. You're going to say the people closest to you, but God's love, it extends to people that we don't know. We're just a resource to flow his love to others, to show the love of God to others. We show that through a smile. We show that through eye contact. We show that through a, hey, how you doing? How's your day going? Just extending, being available, sharing a word of encouragement, giving a compliment. You know, it's not always about fixing everybody's problems. It's just showing love to people so that they know that they are valued, and then they mean the world to God because he gave his only son for each and every one of us. So let's remember that today. Let's express his love also to our children. Not just the husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend day. Let's also express his love to our children and to our parents and to all we come across today as we go about our day.
Yeah, if we go on our own resources, we wouldn't like anybody in this world. We have to go on the resources God gives us. That's very true, Diana. Mm-hmm. Very true.
And just be kind. Mm-hmm. Be kind. Kind towards one another. In the book of John, it says, "For beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God." So let us be kind today. Practice some kindness today. The family here at Make Your Life Count, to your family, we love you. Mm-hmm. And we pray for you. And we pray that today you will find the peace of God. We pray today you and your family will find the love of God, united in the band of God's peace and love. In the name of Jesus, and this Valentine's Day, that it will be the best one for you. Because you not only celebrate it with your family, but you celebrate it with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, our Savior.
His love is perfect.
Yes.
Yes, his love is perfect.
And kind.
Yes.
So in we need that kind of love.
Yes.
That perfect love, the love of God.
And it's only through him.
Yes. And that's why we want to end our broadcast for this week with that theme, and try to speak from the heart. Yeah, we're speaking from the heart this morning. That what you go out and practice love. That's what we said, mm-hmm. And it comes from a place where God lives. And if God lives in you, then the love that you will practice will be of God.
In 1 John chapter 4, starting at verse 6, it tells us we are of God.
Yes,
he who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior in the world. So God is love. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.